This is WKAR Online. Next Tuesday, voters in the East Lansing School District will be asked to decide whether to borrow $53 million to pay for the reconstruction of five elementary schools and a new wing for the middle school. School board members approved the plan last fall by a narrow margin. Since then, supporters and opponents have been making their case to residents through websites, school association meetings, mailers, and by going door to door. WKAR's Gretchen Millick has our report.
Matt Phelan, along with his wife Jillian and Vicky Belloli, are canvassing the Tamaris neighborhood.
Hi.
Hi.
How are
Hi.
You? Good.
I'm Matt. This is Vicky. We're just going door to door with some information about the school board vote.
They're part of a group called Support East Lansing Public Schools that's been advocating for the bond proposal. They're working from a list of likely voters in the area, many of whom have adult children, but they find almost all the residents are interested and informed about the proposed bond.
We're asking people to vote yes. I don't know if you've decided you're going to vote or not.
I have, because I got this in the mail.
Oh, you did?
I did,
great.
And I'm voting yes, because I have two kids in the district.
Okay. Well, thanks for
taking
the time.
Thank you.
The process leading up to the bond proposal started about 2.5 years ago, when the school board began looking at ways to upgrade aging elementaries and the middle school building. Jeff Williams supports the proposal. He was a volunteer on a committee set up by the school board to study the facilities.
My general attitude was, I think the schools are good enough. And boy, did I learn a lot in that facilities committee that made me change my mind.
Williams toured all six elementary buildings and found that each had a different set of strengths and weaknesses.
Some have smaller rooms for children with special needs, others don't. Some have separate computer labs, others don't. Some have a computer for every student when they have a lab lesson. Some have two kids for every computer. And I'm getting concerned that as we look at the new curriculum, the new things we're asking our teachers to teach our children, our buildings just are not going to keep up with the demands we're putting on them.
Williams says it's important to keep up with neighboring school districts such as Okemos, Hazlitt, Holt, and DeWitt to continue to attract families to East Lansing. And he says since this is a continuation of the current bond, most homeowners will not see an increase in their school taxes. Michael Colarisi says that's misleading. Colarisi is part of a group called Support a Better Plan that opposes the bond proposal. He says the plan would not raise the tax rate of 7 mills, but it would extend the 7 mill rate for another 12 years.
And of course, we have to pay that back. And it turns out it's going to be very expensive. So of course we raise taxes. There's nothing free here. And I don't think that's a reason for anyone to vote for it or against it. People should just know it. They need to know that we're voting on debt, and debt you have to pay back with interest. That's just the financial facts of the matter.
Colarisi says there is a good reason to vote no. Under this proposal, he says, East Lansing would be overbuilding its schools.
This plan actually adds capacity to the district. Capacity here is classroom space. And so while we've seen since 1995, a relatively large, a third decline in resident enrollment, this plan actually builds more seats in seats that under the enrollment projections of the school board are likely to be empty.
Colarisi and others in his group say they're in favor of upgrading schools, but they argue that it can be done for much less money. They would rather see the buildings renovated on a smaller scale and on a slower schedule. They say the school board is trying to rush this decision to take advantage of a bonding capacity that's based on inflated and outdated property values. In East Lansing, voter turnout for presidential primaries is typically light, but the city clerk's office says with so much interest in the school bond issue, they're expecting a bigger turnout next Tuesday. For WKAR Public Media, this is Gretchen Millick.